You may know a lot about midterm candidates who are not in your state. You might even be donating or phone banking for them. It's part of the trend of American politics getting more nationalized. NPR's Daniel Kurtzleben reports on how it's showing up in one part of Iowa.
On a farm place west of Des Moines, at a recent rally for Republican House candidate Zach Nunn, Republican Jack Wharton told me what his top voting issues are.
Well, just like everybody else, inflation is right up there. Abortion is way down here, non-existent. I don't care about that. The border, the economy, the military.
Nunn is trying to unseat Democrat Cindy Axne in Iowa's 3rd District, which covers Des Moines and much of the state's southwestern quarter. Karen Riley Sievers came to a coffee shop in Panora, a town of 1,100, to see Axne. Her top issues?
Women's choice for our reproductive and beyond that. I think we have to stop and think that what we're really dealing with, bottom line, is democracy. And inflation will not make a bit of difference if you don't have the system that allows you to do the fair voting and to have your voice heard.
None of that is remarkable. Voters everywhere are worried about all these things. But that very homogeneity is a sign of a trend.
The nationalized politics is one in which the same kinds of issues are resonant nationwide.
Daniel Hopkins is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania and the author of a book about the nationalization of American politics, the way that local issues get trumped by national-level concerns. Close races and closely divided Congresses can prompt voters to think nationally, Hopkins says.
You know, if you think back, at least one branch of Congress has been up for grabs or has actually changed hands in basically every election since 2000.
And both parties see this district as potentially pivotal in winning the House.
If we don't hold the House, folks, Jim Jordan becomes head of judiciary, begins impeachment proceedings against the president, drags him through the mud for 2 years so we don't win the presidential election, and we lose it all.
That's Axne in an early October speech recorded by Radio Iowa. There, she invoked an Ohio congressman. And that's another sign of nationalization, regularly invoking politicians from elsewhere as villains. Similarly, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo brought a Massachusetts senator into a conversation about inflation at that event for Nunn's House race.
Don't let them kid you. This price increase doesn't belong to Vladimir Putin. It belongs to President Biden. It belongs to Senator Warren.
Often, the nationalization of politics is cast as bad for voters because it means regional issues like agriculture and economic development get less attention. But then many Americans are understandably worried about democracy. Similarly, many do fear, or hope for, a federal abortion ban. And when parties so often vote in lockstep, it makes sense to vote based on party. Here's Hopkins again.
It's not that voters are rational or irrational. It's that our current highly nationalized political system has us in a groove where we focus on a set of symbolic, emotionally fraught, easily available, and accessible issues that are prominent and resonant across the country.
Local issues haven't disappeared. They're still one way to show constituents that you're doing your job. Here's Axne in that coffee shop.
So now we're getting $5 billion here in Iowa for infrastructure, and that money can be used for our bus system, our trolley system, as we call it, for so many people in southwest Iowa, which is truly a lifeline for many of them.
The next day, Nunn appeared at a Republican fundraising event where the star speaker was Arkansas Republican gubernatorial candidate Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And she was blunt about the benefits of thinking on a national scale.
I hear that all the time when I'm campaigning for governor in Arkansas. She's nationalizing the race. And my answer to those people is, you bet I am. Because if you are not paying attention to what is happening in Washington, you are missing what is happening in this country.
And if you're, say, a potential 2024 presidential candidate speaking in an early caucus state, like Iowa, nationalizing your race might make strategic sense. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.